Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All righty, 8:53, 7 till 9. There's some stuff going on social media about the UAP Long closing again, and we checked with LSP, and that is not the case. One lane's open in both directions. Crescent City Connection does remain closed. And to kind of recap a couple of the different things, UAP Long Bridge, one lane, that's between Jefferson Highway and Seven Oaks Boulevard. One lane open in each direction. They're working to clear the bridge. Bridge is open for travel, but when you're traveling from the West Bank, traffic has to continue in Clearview because 90 eastbound is still being cleared. As it relates to Orleans Parish, Crescent City Connection is closed, but that's because, including the HOV lanes, that was at the request of Louisiana State Police and NOPD, not because of the conditions on the bridge, but on the on and off ramps, people just driving too fast and getting into accidents, and they say, you know what, we got too much, so close it down. And they did, and they're working on it, and hopefully as the temperature continues to rise and the sun continues to get higher in the sky and shine brighter, it'll melt the snow and the ice, and we'll get back to normal. It's going to be a mess, and if you've not been out, you'd be surprised how quickly that snow turns from beautiful to ugly slush. Westbound Expressway between Westwood Drive and LA 428 closed, as is between I-10 and Chapatula Street. Woodland Highway Bridge between General DeGaulle and LA 406 is closed. The Claiborne Bridge between Poland Avenue and Tennessee Street is closed. Sheffman Tour Highway closed in both directions from US 11 to 43 in Plaquemines Parish. The bridge between Levy Road and Buckaran Road is open. Point Coupe Parish, I'm a little bit confused here the way they have that. I know the bridge was open in both directions. I think that's Plaquemines they put there instead of Plaquemines Parish. In St. Tammany, we're going to talk to Mike Cooper in the next hour, president of St. Tammany, get an update from him. We'll also talk to Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish. And then, even though it's been snowy here and that's been the focus of our attention, the Saints did, I hate to say, lose a chance at Aaron Glenn. I'm not quite sure that they ever wanted him. And there are reports that Aaron Glenn wanted Mickey Loomis to be replaced. They wanted a new GM, and that was why he didn't come here. That's just social media reports. And Jeff Nowak had a tweet earlier that was, I think, pretty interesting, in that Sean Payton wasn't the Saints' first head coach either, but it worked out. So just let the process play out. Jefferson Parish earlier had, and we presume that he's busy, we were talking to Sidney Bazile, the director of the water department at Jefferson Parish, to see what the situation is there. They had messaged earlier that the residents are urged to stay home this morning. Snow ice accumulations have created dangerous road conditions parish-wide. And earlier they texted all Jefferson Parish residents are urged to conserve water now to help prevent a boil water advisory. And with that in mind, we go now to Sidney Bazile, director of the water department for Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Sidney?
Well, good morning.
Tell me what the situation is in Jefferson Parish. Water pressure, boil water, broken pipes, broken water mains, running, if any of this applies, running water to prevent frozen pipes at home and more. Jump in where you feel comfortable.
So we had multiple breaks over the last 3 days. My crews have done a real good job of isolating those breaks. We are prioritizing them to make repairs. Right now, we're just dealing with the demand of customers and residents running their waters to stop it from freezing. And we are asking residents at this time to stop running their water if temperatures are going to be above freezing. And there's no need to continue to run it at this time to conserve water for the entire system. Our plants didn't really make up any extra water during the night because there was so much of a demand of the water during the night hours.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're just asking residents to stop running their faucets.
What kind of, I don't know if you want to put it in terms of percentages or whatever, but how big are the mains, the breaks that you're talking about that you're dealing with? Those are in a street or where, Sydney?
So there are multiple places in the street, sometimes between the street and the sidewalk. We're talking about 6-inch and larger mains. We had, over the last 3 days, we had close to maybe 35 major breaks. And we've repaired, I would say, roughly about 24 to 25 of them. And we have quite a few this morning that we're trying to get repaired as well.
What would you advise people to do as far as the, because here's the balance, right? And I talked to Ghassan Korban, your counterpart, about this. It's, you don't want people to have frozen pipes, because then when it thaws, you got a big drain on the water supply, especially if they're not home or can't take care of it to shut the water off. But yet, you don't want them to run the water so much that they run the water down and it causes a boil water advisory. You're looking at the gauges plus factoring water main breaks. What are your thoughts and what are your concerns going into today as frozen pipes reveal themselves?
So right now we're in a unique situation where we're going to be above freezing, and the need to run your faucets is, at this point, in my opinion, is not needed. Mm-hmm. I do understand that customers do have a concern of pipes freezing at this point. But we have to look at the options. We continue to run our water as an entire system, and we run out of water, and you won't have water for an extended period of time. Or, you know, look at the variables and you stop running your water now. And there may be some homes that are raised that may could freeze, you know, over the next hour, but I doubt it. I highly doubt it, because we're going to be in above the temperature range, and you won't have water for a shorter period of time. So I just think we're in a unique situation right now where the temperature is going to be above freezing and you won't have to run it anymore.
Thank you, Sydney.